Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Two topics have been kind of carrying the show on the phones tonight. And if you want to grab an open line, we'll get back to the phones at the top of the hour. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That would be Kyrie Irving and his desire to be traded from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And that would be Ezekiel Elliott and the reports... the post on social media from his accuser, Jerry Jones, firing back, and all of us kind of sitting and waiting to see what the league is going to do, if anything, regarding the domestic assault accusations towards the Dallas Cowboys running back. Joining me right now to get the give us the Dallas sense, the vibe up in Dallas on this whole story, and also just sort of look ahead to the NFL season, which preseason for all 32 teams is almost here. He is a host on CBS Radio up in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan, to be exact. Chris Arnold joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You can get him on Twitter, at Mr. Chris Arnold. Chris, how are you tonight?
Great. How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate you making some time. I want to get into what Jerry Jones had to say and what Ezekiel Elliott's accuser posted. But just to start off, what's the general concern level right now about Ezekiel Elliott getting suspended by the NFL for, we've heard, a game or two games? What's the general concern level along those lines right now?
I think the Cowboys followers, the fans, especially the people around Dallas-Fort Worth, their concern is not so much about did Zeke do anything wrong. It's about Goodell's ultimate powers. They saw what happened with Tom Brady. A year ago, Tom Brady was suspended four games. It took 2 years, but Goodell finally suspended him. When a lot of people thought that the Deflategate thing was, you know, something that Brady was able to overcome. And lo and behold, Goodell still was able to suspend him for four games. So there's this question of, well, Goodell is going to come up with something, even though there may be nothing there. They talk about, is it fair or unfair, because Ezekiel Elliott was not even a member of the NFL. He hadn't signed his contract when apparently this lady that he was dating or having relationships with made these allegations last year. And then I think most observers down here look at it like, okay, Goodell, this is for PR purposes so that the league can say, we're investigating if Ezekiel Elliott, who does, you know, go out and have fun, he's Gronk down here, okay? He's the Gronk without a ring, all right? They're like, okay, so if he messes up, we can say the investigation was never over and thus we don't look bad. And they won't be embarrassed like they did when they were embarrassed about the Ray Rice situation.
Yeah, I almost feel like, Chris, you know, Ezekiel Elliott is just, I said earlier in the show, he's kind of a habitual line stepper in that he always seems to be sort of around trouble, but never, like, on paper gets into trouble. The fight or alleged fight that took place last weekend, and we know the St. Paddy's Day parade with that little incident there. It sounds like if the league hands a suspension down, like this almost might be the league just handing down a game or two just because Ezekiel Elliott's a habitual line stepper. You know what I mean? Like, hey, just stop acting the fool, kind of.
And this is what's so crazy. Everybody loves him because he's happy party guy. He's not arrogant, tough talking, bling bling party guy. He literally is Gronk. So there are Cowboys fans who are saying, wait a minute. Gronk has yet to be suspended, and everybody knows what went on in Gronk's cruise and what Gronk does at parades and what he says and what he does. And even people in Boston say, hey, that's Manny being Manny or Gronk being Gronk. Zeke's doing the same thing, but great. Zeke doesn't have a ring. And, you know, there's a couple ways to look at it. Goodell is saying, okay, in the best interest of the league. He's not doing anything that's wrong. He really isn't. He hasn't done anything illegal. He doesn't have a criminal record. He's not confrontational. He's very friendly and accommodating with fans, media, children, everybody. So, like I said, just think Gronk before you say, well, wait a minute, does this guy have a problem? His problem is he thinks he's Gronk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess my...
He's not Johnny Manziel. He's Gronk.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I guess my counter to that, Chris, would just be, and I'm curious your thoughts, would be that, well, Gronk doesn't, there are no accusations that I know of out there about Gronk with domestic assault or accusations of getting into a bar fight. You know, there's no violent accusations, and I know accusations are accusations, innocent until proven guilty, and they never brought police charges forth.
All I can tell you is, when I say Gronk, I've only done the research, so Google up Gronk's boat cruise and those allegations. It's similar.
Okay.
I'm only using it as an example because it really is. As far as the domestic violence accusation, this is what we know. When she first made the accusation back in July a year ago, which was on his birthday, which was yesterday, was also on his birthday, when she put out something else on his birthday.
Yep.
This was their situation according to her friends, his friends, and what he sent to the commissioner. You may or may not know about this. She was told by him, he's going off to the Dallas Cowboys, but you're not going. I'm going to Texas and going on with my life, but our relationship is over. And she sent him a text that said, I will ruin your life. You can't do this to me. And then she proceeded to get in a bar fight with another girl. This is, like I said, all of these different things, these are allegations that actually don't add up. As he said, she said, seriously.
Yeah, well,
it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy, but there's been nothing to prove it. And that's why Jerry Jones says it's not even that.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about. And I'm hang on, Chris. I'm talking to Chris Arnold, 105.3 The Fan up in Dallas. You brought up Jerry Jones. So let's talk about that. Jerry Jones is digging his heels in now, kind of saying things along the lines of what you're saying about Ezekiel Elliott. Are you two-part question, I guess. Are you at all surprised that Jerry Jones has gone public with how vociferous he is of denying the charges on Ezekiel Elliott's behalf? And B, is it a bit of a game of guts poker that Jerry is playing that this could pull back some layers on this story, or do you think Jerry's got a pretty good idea of what's going on here?
I think Jerry has an excellent idea of what's going on here. And mind you, I want to remind people who follow the Cowboys that 2 years ago, there were people who were alleging that Dez Bryant was caught on a videotape at a Walmart. The quote was, it would make Ray Rice look like nothing. He did something with some girl. He beat some woman up. There was this alleged tape, and that's why the Cowboys haven't signed him to an extension, and that's why the contract negotiations are going. There were reporters. We're talking about well-known names that you've heard of, swearing that they had seen a videotape. To this date, there's been no videotape. Once Dez signed his contract, miraculously, no one ever talks about a tape.
Yep.
Dez has been a choir boy. It's like this tape never existed, but for months, that's all people talked about. What's going to happen to Dez? Cowboys are afraid that soon as he signs his contract, the commissioner is going to suspend him over some tape that nobody ever seen, but everybody said they saw. So this is what went on in Dallas just 2 years ago. Last year, it was like, oh, Zeke might be in trouble, but nothing happened. Then it was like, well, Jerry's got has told Goodell and people involved in the NFL, close your case, there's nothing to this. And they still say the case was open. And then you had the punter or the kicker, excuse me, the Giants, who had a domestic situation with his wife and had embarrassed his leave because they slapped his wrist and they wound up having to, you know, cut him from the team. All I can tell you is this looks like a PR situation that the NFL are trying to handle, and they're just holding it over Ezekiel Elliott like he's just, we have the right to, because whatever you do, it could embarrass the league one day down the road. These are not even real priors. Again, it's he said, she said stuff that nobody can explain. And as far as the bar, that thing, that's another really bizarre situation because literally, the DJ, who is the guy who got hit in the nose, and his face mm-hmm. is all splashed all over social media, he didn't say anything. The police closed their investigation because he's not cooperating. The bar doesn't say nothing happened. A bouncer said somebody reached over Ezekiel Elliott. There are other people saying, no, it was Ezekiel Elliott. Nobody's saying nothing because nobody has anything to gain by there's something to it. So I don't know if something did or did not happen with the bar thing. All I know is the girl that he was having a relationship with a year ago, her story just does not add up. And even her friends say she was really crushed that she wasn't going to Dallas with Ezekiel Elliott. And then also the girl at the St. Patrick's Day parade, yep. That was a girl who wanted him to do that because she told him to do that, and they then went off to Florida to party some more. So again, this is Gronk stuff. I'm not saying it's right, wholesome behavior. I'm just saying that's what Gronk does. He does it in Vegas. Zeke thinks he's not Gronk, but he can't get away with it. He really can't.
Well, that's evident that he can't get away with it, and we'll see just to what extent if the league does anything. Last thing, we've got about 45 seconds, but just sure. Real quick, and I'm talking to Chris Arnold, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Is it unfair to say to Ezekiel Elliott, hey, you may need to dial back your social life a little bit?
No, that's not unfair at all. To me, like again, he's not Gronk. He wants, as Jerry Jones put it last week, he said he's living a rock star life, and he knows there's perils involved. Michael Irvin is talking to him all night long. Again, he's saying all the right things, but he still goes out there. He's got a bodyguard. He still goes out there. He's not belligerent. He's not in denial. He's not Johnny Manziel. He's just being wrong. Now, this word can hurt him. I know you got to get out of here. He has a clause in his contract that if he is suspended, his contract money up front is no longer guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
He misses games, whether suspension or not. He will have to pay back the contract $250,000 a game.
Oof. Wow.
That's
Chris Arnold.
So you'll know, yeah.
Yep. No, that's good information. Chris Arnold, 105.3 The Fan. Chris, we didn't even get into what the season's going to look like for the Cowboys because of this Ezekiel Elliott stuff. I appreciate you making time. We'll do it again before the season, but I appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening, Chris.
Anytime. You take care now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.